previously on Algoa FM.
Heritage Month here on Algoa FM around South Africa. We're celebrating this beautiful country of ours, and we've been talking to notary people in the country. One of those is a gentleman that I actually spoke to just the other day, and got to play some bowls with him on the weekend. Yes, I know, it doesn't sound believable. And we got to watch the rugby together on Saturday night. Brent Russell on the line. Hey, Brent, how you doing?
Very good, and you? Thanks, Gordon, for the call.
Yeah, man, it's so cool to be able to chat to you. As we celebrate the heritage of this beautiful country of ours, we wanted to talk to South Africans from all walks of life, and we figured a Springbok rugby player certainly has a lot to add as far as heritage is concerned. But Brent, let's just start at the beginning. I mean, you've got Eastern Cape roots, don't you? I mean, you were born in PE, did some schooling in East London, and then moved to Joburg.
Yes, basically born in Port Elizabeth, 1980. Finally not giving my age away yet.
Youngster.
But ended up moving. My folks moved up to Joburg when I was five, and went to school all the way up through till 16 in Stillions. And, yeah, I just made a decision, personal decision, to move down. And being an Eastern Caper, and my dad being a Selbornian, it was a natural selection, natural choice for me to say, look, what about Selborne? And spent the last 2 years, and I regard myself as a very proud Selbornian now. Love that part of the world. Obviously got to share a little bit of time in this London this last past weekend.
So, beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. Love that part of the world.
What was it like being back in the Eastern Cape, back in Algoa country? I mean, always good to come and see your roots and meet people that you know, right?
Yeah, no, there was definitely a little bit of nostalgia because we played bowls in Gunubi, and that's where my grandparents, both sets of my grandparents lived.
Wow.
So we'd been going there. I think my grandparents were part of that bowls club for over 20 years. So it was a very special for me to be back there and, you know, just to have a bit of fun, let your hair down, and pretty about the weather, though. But apart from that, it was just a very special weekend, and nice to, as I said, be part in that part of the world again, Gunubi.
Yeah, well, look, for your team, it was pity about the weather. For our team, it was pity about the bowls, because we weren't very good at all. We were pretty shocking. After that, we watched some rugby together, and there's nothing that makes a South African feel more proud than seeing the Springboks beat the All Blacks, right?
Absolutely. I think that is the national sport the moment. Obviously all South Africans are very proud, and we become more proud when we win, you know. And playing against the All Blacks, that's the top of the game that you want to be at. Winning that one is making South Africans very proud at the moment. And listen, I've lived overseas in France for 5 years, UK for a year. I've actually lived in all parts of South Africa, and I can definitely say there's no place like home. South Africa is very much at the heart of everyone overseas.
Yes.
So I can tell you now, this is the only place. We are unique in the type of people we are. You know, we're very friendly. We are very diverse. We manage to just get on with all our struggles. So going overseas, you miss all of that, you know. Life can get easy, it can be hard as well, but you seem to miss those friends, you miss the comforts of the weather and everything that South Africa's got to give, the food.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
I think you just summed up Heritage Month in one paragraph. That was amazing. You just, like, you said it all. And I was just going to add in there, and of course, beating the All Blacks four times in a row is also quite fun. But anyway, what was it like pulling a Springbok rugby jersey over your head and walking out onto the field and then representing South Africa? That's a sense of pride I can only imagine is massive.
Yeah, I mean that is an absolutely amazing feeling. It's one of my proudest moments. I mean, it came very unexpected. I mean, I've always been involved in sport, more football all the way up through till 16, and then I left Joburg. I was playing provincial soccer in Joburg, and like I said, I actually learned to play proper rugby in the Eastern Cape. And so, yeah, I went overseas for a year. I didn't even play rugby after school. I came back, I played at UCT for 2 years. And very soon after the third year, or after I left UCT, the very next year, I was in the Springbok team. So it happened very quickly, but a little bit surreal. But, you know, the moment you're standing there putting your jersey on, it's one I will never forget. And
Yeah.
Amazing.
Once a Springbok, always a Springbok. You know, so great to see you with Mark Andrews and Akona and Mornay. You know, you guys all share that kindred Springbok spirit, which is fantastic. And of course, the whole nation unites behind you. Brent, as we let you go, words to South Africa on Heritage Day. Give us your words to the country that you want them to remember on Heritage Day.
Sure. I think obviously, being Heritage Day and being South Africa and being everything that we love, I just want to say, let's be positive, let's stick together, let's help one another. I always say, rather love than hate. It's trying to find the positives in everything. It's trying to see through the negatives of this country, because together, if we work together, the country will be a 100% a better place in the future. So let's try and see the positives. And be safe out there, and don't have a bubble throw.
There we go. Brent Russell, Springbok rugby player, World Championship bowls player, and all-round decent human being. Thank you very much for your time.
No worries. Thanks for the call.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.